This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israel and the Palestinians, with the help of American and Egyptian mediators, are said to be close to an agreement that would return control of the northern Gaza Strip to Palestinian security forces. Under the agreement, designed to salvage the international roadmap to peace, the West Bank city of Bethlehem also would be placed under Palestinian control. The weekend talks involving the mediators and Israeli and Palestinian security officials also dealt with a possible ceasefire after a week of violence that killed more than 50 people. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon told his cabinet yesterday he's prepared to accept a ceasefire. What's the significance of that statement?
Well, it represents a possible policy shift. Until now, Sharon has said that a ceasefire is not acceptable, that the Palestinian Authority must completely carry out a crackdown on the militants, including arresting their leaders. However, Sharon said that Israel would accept the ceasefire only under certain conditions. Quote, he said, "If no one fires on us, we will not return fire except in cases of ticking bombs." That means that Israel reserves the right to continue its assassination of Hamas militants if Israel believes that they are about to carry out an attack. Now, after the last week's failed assassination attempt on Hamas leader Abdelaziz Rantisi, Israel called him a factory of ticking bombs. And Hamas has said that one of the conditions for a ceasefire would have to be a complete end to these Israeli airstrikes on militants, which killed more than 20 people last week. I think it's important to mention that in the past 2 days, we have not had either a suicide bombing in Israel carried out by Hamas or Israeli missile strikes on Hamas militants in Gaza.
Now, is Hamas involved in these talks?
Well, Hamas is not directly involved in talks with Israel. However, Hamas is involved in talks with an Egyptian delegation that's headed by the assistant intelligence chief. In fact, today he's meeting with all 13 Palestinian factions, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad. The Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas is also today meeting Hamas officials. And the Palestinian newspaper Al-Ayam, which is close to the Palestinian Authority, today said that they expect a ceasefire within 48 hours.
How important to the Palestinians is regaining security control of northern Gaza and Bethlehem?
Well, the Palestinians say it's important if it's the first step to a more widespread Israeli withdrawal from Palestinian areas, as called for by the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. In other words, if Israel is going to stop with just Gaza and Bethlehem, that's been tried several times, and that alone has not succeeded. In fact, Israel has several times offered the Palestinian Authority security control in Gaza if the Palestinian Authority could guarantee that there will be no more Qassam rocket attacks on southern Israel. Yesterday, there were 5 rockets fired into southern Israel, although none of them caused any damage or injuries. The Palestinian Authority until now has said that Israel, in the past 33 months of violence, has completely destroyed the Palestinian security forces. And they said, you can't expect us to take security control unless we can first rebuild our security forces. But now Palestinian officials say that they are willing to take that security control. Israeli troops would then move out, and both sides hope that it will then be the beginning of the implementation of the U.S.-backed roadmap.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.